I'm really, really excited because I'm welcoming my guest into the, my first guest this evening into the studio. His name is Nick Elliott and he's a rock photographer extraordinaire and he has fabulous hair. Good evening, Nick.
Hi, Sue. Good to be here.
It's good for you to be here for us. Now, you have got an extraordinary project that's been happening that's evolved in a keepsake, if you like, if you're a fan of Cambridge Folk Festival. How long have you been working on that?
Well, I've been working actually on the book for on and off the last 12 months. But it's quite a, well, it's a project that I always wanted to do. But I've worked at the Cambridge Folk Festival for coming up to 11 years in various different guises for record companies, artists, you know, media. And I got approached by a music specialist publisher, a company called Rufus Stone Limited Editions, about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
Coming up 2 years ago, they first started having conversations and they approached me and wanted to do a collection of my work.
Yeah, fantastic.
They're essentially a rock,
rock
kind of book publisher. And they came along and said, you know, we'd like to do this. Are you up for it? And I said, yeah, I'll book it. I'll do a bit of that, you know. And then it kind of grew out of that. The rock books they're doing. But then they kind of said, well, look, you know, we really like this stuff that much. You've got carte blanche to do whatever you want to do. What would you like to do?
Wow.
So I said, well, you know, I've got some, in my opinion, pretty mean imagery from the Cambridge Folk Festival in the past 10, 11 years of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, what about doing a Cambridge Folk Festival book? So, although it is a book which is based on the Cambridge Folk Festival, but it is the imagery that I've shot from the Cambridge Folk Festival. So it is not a reference book. There's no, you know, kind of, this is a Cambridge Festival book that tells you all about the tents, the people and everything that happens there. It's not that. It's imagery led. So it is a collector's edition.
Wow.
You know, and there's two versions, three different covers. You've got a standard version, which is 40 page, and that's 1,000. They're going to run off that.
Yeah.
And then there's a very, very special deluxe edition that all comes in a flight case, which is liveried up, all signed by me, leather cover bound, and the full Monty. It's the top bit of gear.
It's very special to have something like that. Our artist last night, Tallulah Rendell, came in and she'd done her album as a book.
Oh, right,
and I just went, oh, wow, this is really something because it tells me so much more about that, you know, about you and how you've come to do this project. So, I mean, the Cambridge Folk Festival, I mean, wow, I mean, it's so busy and there's so many artists and wonderful people that have been there. I mean, it must be 50 years. Is it their 50th anniversary?
Well, actually, I've been commissioned to do the 50th book,
right?
Which I think is, I think it's the 40th. 7th or it's 3 years to go. So we actually technically start work on that this year, although there is quite a lot of, again, imagery that will be, you know, dragged out of the archives and the volume of work that I've been doing there over the years. You know, there'll be stuff that a lot of that will feature, but we start work as the project really this year.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll shoot for the next 3 years with the view to getting it ready for the 50th or 2.5 years, should I say, and then whack it out for the 50th, you know. So that's how we're going to do it.
When did you first start taking photographs of artists?
I specialise in the music industry. That's all I shoot now. So you're talking about 20 years, really.
Yeah.
But if I have a second passion to photography, it is music. I've been around it all my life.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot about it and it's what I'm about. It's a bit of me. It is. It's rock and roll.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah. Because there are some interesting, I don't know, seeing people before they go on stage, for instance, and then, you know, if they're a blithering wreck, and then seeing them afterwards. I was talking to, we were talking about Rory Gallagher last night, saying he's nervous.
Dear,
go on, tell us about Rory.
Well, Rory Gallagher changed my life.
Did he?
The first time I saw Rory Gallagher.
This is cosmic. I've got to say,
he literally changed my life.
Why? How did he do that?
Well, he's just, it was just one of those type of things, you know. I've had various different experiences through my life where seeing artists perform, you know, AC/DC were another one, you know. And these guys literally, they did something to me that particular night when I stood there and watched these guys do what they do.
Yeah.
And it was all about, you know, how can you be that good?
Yeah.
You know, these guys are beyond comprehension on how good they are. And Rory Gallagher, well, he not only was the guy an awesome player, an awesome performer, but he was also such a very down-to-earth guy. you know,
yeah.
come out after the gig, shake hands with everybody, give out plectrums, and you know, actually I'm working on another project, or hope to be, later on in the year, which features a lot of Rory's work and his back catalogue.
Wow.
And one of his guitars, his original scratched up Strat.
Wow.
His Sunburst Strat.
How exciting. Yeah. You see, I get really excited about it. We were talking to Donal's brother last night.
He
was saying, when I said, did he get nervous when he went on stage? He was terrible. He was just like, so nervous. But then once he got out there, it was just this other person that just sort of ripped out there and just did what he did. And I've heard other guitarists sort of say, watching Rory Gallagher changed my life. So it's interesting that you say that.
Well,
from your aspect, if you say, for your particular visual eye.
Well, at that point, I wasn't actually photographing the guy. Mm. You know, he was just part of my musical upbringing, the history that, you know, has made me what I am today.
Okay, so when did you first, who were the first people that you photographed when you finally picked up the camera?
Oh, it's going to make me sound really old, but it was a band called Trapeze.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glenn Hughes. Actually, I did some work with only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, with Black Country.
No. This is on his solo.
Oh, right.
Yeah, on his solo. I've done some stuff with Bonamassa, but not the band.
Yeah.
You know, as in BCC.
Yeah. I love Joe Bonamassa. He's fabulous. All right. Well, let's take some music now, and then we'll find out some more about you, because there is just so many, and it's like, wow, all those names and things. You must have incredible energy as well to be a photographer.
I don't know. It's certainly passion.
Yeah.
Passion, emotion, romance.
Maybe
you can't whack a bit of romance.
Maybe that just brings it out. Raul Mallow is performing at the Cambridge Folk Festival this year, which I'm quite excited about, because he's really crosses over. He did a solo album, which was quite interesting. But this is Moonlight Kiss from his other stuff, as we know and love him sort of ripping around. But he's really interesting to talk to, and he says he's really looking forward to getting on a different kind of stage at a different kind of festival. So hopefully we can persuade him to come and serenade me in the studio. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
It would.
Nick Elliott is my guest in this first hour. We're talking rock photography. He's been there, done it, made the photographs, and he's done the book now as well. We'll be talking more to him after we've seen what's happening on the roads of the Eastern Counties. Sue Martin's Big Night In, Nick Elliott here in the studio. If you just joined us, he's a rock photographer. Now, we were saying, you're saying that it's about 20 years since you really first sort of picked up the camera and started doing what you do in this way.
Yeah.
Who were the first people that you... I mean, you said Trapeze was a band that you...
That was very early. That was very early. Yeah. That was in my infancy of actually learning my craft.
We're only about 25 here on this show anyway. So you're, you know, shooting with real film and everything, going off and developing it and doing all that
stuff.
Very
much, yeah.
Okay. What about the changeover to the digital age? Are you still on film and stuff?
No. I've now totally changed over, but I did fight it for a considerable amount of time. Because, you know, that's my route. You know, wet room, dark room is what I'm about, the traditional side of photography. But digital is really, you know, it's exciting to work with the stuff now. It is.
Yeah.
You know, you can create some really nice stuff.
Mm.
I don't support this kind of heavy Photoshop retouching type of stuff. I don't go near that. But that's basically because it's not what I do.
Mm.
You know, it's a different kind of medium altogether to use them kind of tools and that technical side of things.
Sure.
Although we do in the post-production studio, you know, because you have to do that with the sheer medium of what you use to capture what you're doing. You know, but no, film, I mean, still, I still have all my gear, all my cameras. And
fantastic.
Yeah, it's all still there.
Yeah.
But we've got this museum going on in the studio, which... is, just a collective mix of all the cameras that I've used over the years.
Wow.
And we keep them, and they're all, you know, all out on show. And
yeah, good. I'm pleased about that.
You go and touch them and all that stuff, you know.
I know, I'm pleased about that. Well, when it comes to, I mean, like something like the Cambridge Folk Festival, and, you know, lining up a book about that.
Yeah.
And the archive stuff that you got, and that's all in a digital format, obviously, so you can go and grab into that. But how do you make that choice as to what you're going to use?
To be honest, it's incredibly difficult because you are limited, obviously, on the imagery. We have been heavily involved in the design of it. It is very much a joint project between us and Rufus Stone, which has been very good. Rufus Stone are very good. Mm. You know, you pretty much do more or less what you want to do.
Yeah.
And you can put in pretty much what you want to put in. But it is, this is not necessarily a record of the past 10 years, not as saying, well, that artist performed on that day or that year. It's about the imagery. It is imagery led every time.
Yeah.
If the short don't cut it, it don't get in the book, whoever it is of.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's, of course, it's Robert Plant,
yeah,
who just happens to be there.
So tell us about some of the people that you've photographed for this particular project, the ones that you know that are in the book, and why the shots particularly cut it.
Well, we've got a lot of interest from you guys, really, the BBC anyway. Mm. I mean, Mike Harding has endorsed this. Mike's a top guy, and as you no doubt know, is Mr. Folk. Mark Radcliffe's heavily behind it as well. And a lot of the artists that I've worked with over the years and people that I haven't worked with have now got behind it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's exceptional standout people like Cara Dillon, you know, awesome shots, fantastic lady. Seth Lakeman, top performer, fantastic guy. And then there's people like, you know, you kind of Martha Wainwright, who, for me, Martha's a bit special. Mm. I've never taken a bad shot of Martha. You know, she's a serious, serious player.
What makes people exceptionally photogenic, if you like? Because some people sort of say, oh, you know, I can't, you know, I look rubbish in photographs, but you look great in photographs. What's that thing? What makes people photographic?
Well, I think with people like certainly Martha and Seth, is Seth an exception to the rule, I think, because in the folk genre, the guy is such, he's closer to really a rock performer. Mm. He's definitely verging on that kind of thing because the guy puts on a show, he does a performance, you know, his band, they're actually giving the audience what they're looking for. You know, so much energy there. Yeah, you go and sit there for 2 or 3 days, you know, you want to be entertained. Mm. And I think Seth takes that to the edge, you know. And then you got people like Julian Cope that definitely, when Cope performed at the festival, for me, was one of the outstanding years.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic. Not only as mad as a hell, you know, mad as hell, but the guy's just such a nice guy. And it was so really such a trip away from what you'd seen before, traditionally there, you know, because he is, you know, the guy's out there.
He's a legend, I know, he's a legend, and he's got an interesting face as well.
Oh, everything about him's right, you know, he looks like a rock star.
So when you take it, you know, when you look at lining up a shot and everything, you're looking at the energy to capture that, and also the way somebody looks or projects to their audience, because obviously they're oblivious to what you're doing, you're creeping in there and getting where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't just take reportage photography. I don't do that. It's not about recording that particular performance, event, whatever. It's about getting inside the character of these people.
Mm.
And these people do have a character. Their persona that you see performing is 99% of the time quite a bit different from what they are actually about. It's this kind of switch on type of thing, you know. They get out there, they do the stuff, they go home, it's a job, you know.
Yeah.
They do it very well, but that's what it is in a lot of cases. It's a craft, a gift.
Yeah.
You know, so I attempt to get behind the whole thing and take you, the person who is looking at that particular image or images, you know, to the place wherever you want to go in your head.
Mm.
It's about where you want to go in your head, whether that is with any of the artists that you see, that you're, whether you're into them or whether you're not. Again, it's about the shot. Is it, you look at the shot and that's, I've gone somewhere, I've gone out to record in that minute in time when I saw that band perform, whatever it is.
It's a captured moment.
What I do, I like to think it's like legendary albums, classic albums, you know.
You've shot album covers and everything. Who have you been shooting album covers for?
I've not done that much of it just recently, because of the book, really. I mean, the whole thing is, most of the stuff I do, I specialise in the live and monochrome stuff. That's really what I'm known for, the avant-garde side of stuff, you know. So I've been working on that a lot just lately, and it takes up so much of your time. You know, and then post-producing these things and sorting them through and editing the whole thing down, you know, has really become really 50% of what I've done for the past 12 months, 18 months, you know.
Mm.
So it's been very busy photography-wise, actually generating the images and various different work that I've been doing, because I'm a working photographer anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but there's so much backstage stuff to it.
Yeah.
You know. really, you couldn't believe.
Have you sort of captured somebody in their, you know, in their up and coming days that have become a big star now?
Yeah, sure, I must have done, but I'm going to think who it is.
All right.
I mean, sorry for that. So, I mean, it's, I do so many,
yes,
and there's so much of it, yeah, it's very difficult to actually remember where you were,
yeah,
a week ago.
Yeah, I can imagine. So when it comes to, you know, setting up that shot and that, do you like to be kind of front of the stage in the pit, or do you want to be, where do you like to be? Do you want to be on stage or when you capture people?
I just like to really be able to get access all around, you know, wherever. But again, it depends, because certainly a lot of the artists with the Cambridge Folk Festival, in respect of a stage performance, they don't do that much of it. That's not what their show is about, or the material that they write and perform. You know, there's a lot of, as no doubt you know, a lot of kind of, there's still work, you know, they'll be straight to the mic, acoustic-driven,
yes,
type,
yeah,
of bands, unless it's people like the Levellers,
yes,
which are fantastic,
they
great
are, yeah,
fun,
yeah,
awesome. You know, I've done stuff on stage with the Levellers, but then wherever you snap the Levellers, you're going to get a good shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, because it's all in the energy.
Yeah, it is.
All right. When you... there was something that came into my head then, which made me think, how many shots would you say that you take during a shoot when you're at, say, I know you're doing maybe a couple of artists covering a couple of hours. How many shots would you take during that shoot?
Not that many, really. I mean, if I take... 100, 120, 150, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Because I usually get the stuff within, you know, 40 or 50 of them,
yeah,
really. I know exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And I know exactly when I've got it,
yeah,
what I've got.
Wow.
You know, I don't need to shoot. You can, as you, no doubt you know, digital, rack them off.
Yeah.
Stack it, you know, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that's not the style that I use. They're very selective shots, very selective angles, images, you know, so I don't need to shoot thousands.
You know what you're doing, don't you? Let's have some music now and see what's happening on the roads again, and then we'll find out a little bit more about Nick Elliott. If you want to find, ask a question or a thing, please do. Send us an email, text, whatever. Give James a call. He's out there. Yeah, let's dance. We'll be dancing all the time. Time to see what's happening on the roads. Sir Martin's Big Night In. Nick Elliott is my guest here, rock photographer. So you're doing this book, you've done these books which are becoming, you know, super duper. There's one that's going to be out about 10 years of the Cambridge Folk Festival, which is going to be this year when you're there. And
yep,
people can come and talk to you and ask about things. You're going to sign them and ask you questions and all sorts of things. And then you're working on a penultimate one for 50 years. 50 years of the Cambridge Folk Festival. It's fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It is.
What do you like most about the Folk Festival?
I think the fact that they showcase such fantastic artists.
Yeah.
And essentially, I'm a big fan of the Americans.
Yeah.
You know, the American performers that they managed to get over here.
Yeah.
That you just can't get access to those guys, even as general public, to go and see these people. You
yeah
know, people like the Carolina Chocolate Drops last year.
Yes.
Which was just stunning.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who were they? Where did they come from? You know, nobody really knows.
Pink Martini, I loved last year. I thought they were fantastic.
But the Cambridge Folk Festival does showcase these type of artists to people,
yeah,
you know, and that is my favourite part of it.
Yeah, it's very lucky. I mean, Cambridge is very lucky, and it's in the heart of the region as well, which is wonderful. And anybody who wants to come in from the outside, I mean, so many artists sort of say, you know, what would be your favourite gig? Oh, the Cambridge Folk Festival. Let's put you in the Cosmic Camper, and which is a bit like Doctor Who's TARDIS.
A gig, okay.
Which means that we can go forwards, backwards, sideways in time. You can go to a gig, you can take a camera if you want to, or you can go to an event. Where do you think you'd like to go?
What, future or back?
Yeah, anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Rory Gallagher, I think, would have to be in there. Yeah, definitely AC/DC. I'm a stiff upper lip tool.
Yeah. Rory Gallagher taking your camera this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could spend a bit of time with Rory. Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever feel that the kind of rock photography market is getting crowded? Because there seems, whenever you go to a gig, there's so many photographers there. And it's like the first three songs, photographers allowed in. And then it's only the sort of, you know, late and great that are allowed to stay maybe for a few more shots. How does that feel, from a professional point of view?
I think that's really been caused by the digital age.
Mm.
It's opened it up. Everybody in this country now is a photographer.
Mm.
Or they believe so.
Yeah, where's my camera? Yeah.
You know. Have credit card, will buy.
Yeah.
You know. To be honest, I don't get that much involved in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not too interested in what anybody else is doing. I don't, you know, really associate with photographers, the other photographers. I mean, you know, you get to know them and you, hello, oh, hey, you know, you probably have a drink. But
sure.
They're doing what they're doing, I'm doing what I'm doing, and that's as much as the kind of crossover takes place. Do I agree with it? No, I don't, really. But because I think that you should earn the right to be there.
Do your apprenticeship.
Yeah, I think so.
But like bands going up and down the M1, the M6 in the transit, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it goes back
That's
to that.
That's the real stuff,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
What about exhibitions, Nick? Have you got any current exhibitions at the moment?
Well, I actually show in 9 galleries throughout the UK. I've got a touring show that's going into Nashville next year because I've been doing a fair bit of work out in the US last year. And then that's going on to LA and New York. And there's a couple of touring shows that are coming up on the back of the book, actually. We're putting together a touring show that, as it stands, their working title will be 10, which is the title of the deluxe version of the Cambridge Folk Festival book that we're talking about. And that will feature a touring show with 10 of the favourite images from the book, plus the book signings and various different things. And so very much a, you know, a kind of Cambridge Folk Festival book event is what we're looking at doing.
Yeah.
And that'll we're hoping to get that together for before Christmas this year. And then it'll go into various different galleries throughout the UK next year. That's the plan.
Yeah, because galleries are taking more photographs now, isn't it? There was a sudden switchover where it wasn't just paintings, it became, photography, which again is another interesting aspect to where we're going. And you've still got to have that hard copy of something. It's like the digital, you know, with the digital age, it's downloads and one thing and another, but you still want to have, you know, that piece of art, because it is art.
Definitely. Yeah.
Is there anybody that you haven't photographed yet that you think, I'd love to?
Aerosmith.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephen Tyler, I think, has got a single coming out very shortly.
Yeah, he's doing a solo project, on the back of his little lover's tiff with Mr. Perry.
What makes him so special, you know, why are you so interested in him? Because
he's got
a fabulous face, I think.
They are just an outstanding band anyway. I mean, for me, musically, they're a bit of a kind of yardstick in respect of the production of their work, their albums. You know, they're a lot more than just an American rock band. They're a big project, you know, a thinking American rock band.
And it's
just the show, really, the show. The guy looks like, if you're going to be the front man of Aerosmith, you've got to look like Steve Tyler. You don't tip up with a bag and trainers. It just, you know, IT and all that stuff. I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you want to find out more about Nick and his book, you can find that out. NickElliott.com is the website.
It's not actually. Sorry. It's NickElliottPictures.com.
Right.
Anybody, listeners can go there and they can see the book. They can also buy the book and have a look at some of the stuff that I do there.
Yeah. And the lovely thing is you're from Norfolk as well.
Not originally.
No, but you live there now.
Live by the sea.
Yeah.
In the quiet bit, work in the loud bit.
What's your favourite bit about Norfolk that you love?
Well, I think it's the fact that the place is real. Norfolk's real.
It's How fantastic.
Got real people. Yeah. You know, it's what England used to be.
Will you ever go and potter around and take a few shots of your favourite bits in Norfolk, maybe?
No, I don't do that. No? I don't. I'm not a happy hobbyist snapper. No, not at all.
It's got
no,
to be rock.
Well, no, not really. I mean, it's got to be, that's all I do, music, because that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
But I do it to create, if I don't get something that's really special, I don't shoot it.
All right. Well, he's a very special guy. Nick Elliott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sue.